Welcome back live into the studio, and as promised, we are joined live by Carbon Leaf. They're back in Music City playing tonight at the Basement East Carolina Store. Going to be opening the show at 7:30. Carbon Leaf taking the stage at 8:20 tonight. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here.
Big time headline for me with Carbon Leaf. Lieutenant Dan comes in. He's like, these guys remember being in the LNC Tower, which was the location of Lightning 100 years ago, Jay. It's before my time.
We moved out of the LNC, I want to say 2004. It was either 2005 or 6.
Yes.
And you, it's been a minute.
And you've had a band for 25 years, and you're retaining memories. What's the secret to being able to do? Because
I think there's an expiration date on the memories. It's coming up probably at year 30.
LNC Tower is about to be expunged, it seems.
Yes.
I follow. But tonight out of the Basement East, we've got Carbon Leaf with Carolina Story. This is part of the Hindsight's 2019 Look Past the Future Tour, which has really just got me stoked on life this morning. Hindsight's 2019. Yeah. Who can we give somebody credit for this? That is a strong line, right? Who got this?
I mean,
you can own it. Oh man,
yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it was my idea.
Because as he looks into the camera, says, "Yeah, that's me."
The 2020 puns are coming, but now they are unoriginal. Carbon Leaf beat
it's
you to it.
Yesterday's news, man.
I like
look past the future,
man. Looking past the future. Do you guys think a lot? So we were talking off air about thinking in terms of records.
Yep.
Do you think a lot about like what records you could make? Which ones are coming down the pipe? Do you feel them in the back of your brain way before they arrive? Do you know what I mean by all this?
Yeah. Usually, when you start kind of just writing. You know, when you start back into the writing process, you're not quite sure where things are going to go. And then usually within a couple of songs, maybe four or five songs in, you start feeling something take shape.
Yeah.
You might have 10 songs that you're working on, and then you realize that, you know, you should just put four away for another project and then start going in the direction of those other six or seven. And then there's other kind of things where you're just like, I'd like to do something like this one day. And
uh-huh.
You kind of put it on the back burner as kind of a, not a concept, but just kind of a piece, and then
I love it. It seems like the idea is
wait for the right piece of music to come across your table.
Yeah, they'll reveal himself over time when you're listening to like the tunes in a batch. What's your relation? So you guys record your own albums. Do you guys do like self-production these days? Is that part of it? Like being your own producer as well? Is that part of it for you guys?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. We built a little studio at my house. You know, it's pretty easy to record on a computer these days. So we have a little detached two-car garage that has become Carbon Leaf Central. So
that's
it's like our shipping station for all of our CDs and t-shirts, and it's also our studio and stuff, so it works out really well. So
that's really cool
to be able to get together and do a variety of projects.
Is it important? So, and you're all in there working on the music together, I'm sure, at points. How important is bedside manner? The way in which you deliver, like, hey, what if we try this thing? How important is that to you guys as you're making records?
It's absolutely not important.
Oh, really? I guess I noticed this a little bit pre-air, is that you guys kind of cut right to it with each other as far as, like, how you feel about your bass.
Dr. Kevorkian here does a pretty good... It's got a great bedside manner.
Oh, man. The way that we scripted that out, it went even better than we planned. Oh, my gosh. So we got Carbon Leaf.
You waste a lot of time with facilitative language.
This sounds like somebody's done some work.
I really like this one chord that you did. Did you make up that chord?
How about this? Have you heard of the compliment sandwich?
Yeah.
Where you say, oh, you know it. You say, I love the verse. I love the bridge. Chorus could use some work. You see what I mean? You know, you have one negative in the middle, and that's the thing you're really trying to say. A lot of positives happening tonight. We've got, you're in a Duke shirt over here, so you already know the post-game play when you're playing a gig in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's
what
right.
was your Duke's experience like? You survived. You didn't get taken out for dancing, it seems.
I did... I went to the, what was it, the fives? It was like
five spot?
Yeah, there was some kind of the five spot, some dancing. I had some shots of tequila. Then I ended up at Duke somehow.
Wow.
And then I bought a shirt.
You bought a shirt. All right. That was close. I was about ready for you to say you bought a condo. That's the other Nashville play that people
yeah,
do. Hey, man, I wouldn't mind having Carbon Leaf Central over here. Tonight, it's going to be over at the Basement East. We've got Carolina Story opening up the gig, 7:30 start time. Get the tickets, thebasementnashville.com. All right. So we've got all the instruments. We have mics. You ready to play a little Two Aging Truckers for us? We game?
Yes, Two Aging Truckers.
All right, we got Carbon Leaf live at Lightning 100.
A horse needs to run, a heart needs to bleed, an engine can't gain the miles if it's kept pristine. If the view of change is constant, just like I've been told, is any backyard the boundless star to all directions unknown? Will I be there? Will I be there? When all the stories fade, when I am out of breath, my yoke is, your yoke is, resting on our shoulders and we share the weary load. My yoke is, your yoke, we're just like two aging truckers down the road. Children of our parents, storybook held close, mom and dad's heartfelt work is worked down to the bone, and the leveraging meant everything, so a palace for a home. The remains of the day were never shown, never known. Will I be there? Will I be there? When all the stories fade, when I am out of breath, my yoke is, your yoke is, resting on our shoulders and we share the weary load. My yoke is, your yoke, just like two aging truckers down the road. Two aging truckers down the road. We now work in reverse, we salvage and we save, we fight the rust, one if by land, two if by grace. Sure as the spring will hail, the greenest in all things, let the freshest of our love set sail and float the open breeze. Will I be there? Will I be there? When all the stories fade, when I am out of breath. Will I be there? Will I be there? When all the stories, oh, my yoke is, your yoke is, resting on our shoulders and we share the weary load. My yoke is, yo, yo, just like two aging truckers down the road. Two aging truckers down the road. Two aging truckers down the road.
Horse needs to run.
Horse needs to run, heart needs to bleed. Two aging truckers down the road.
Horse needs to run, heart needs to bleed.
Lightning 100. That is two aging truckers. We've got Carbon Leaf live in the studio today in advance of the gig later on this evening out at the Basement East, part of the Hindsight's 2019 Look Past the Future Tour. I love it. And we got Carolina Story, a band I believe it calls Nashville home these days, opening up the gigs. Man, that tune, a delight. I like the idea of sharing yolks. As you're singing, I was like, yolk, oh, Y-O-K-E.
That's right.
And I was like, yeah, that's right, man. Do you feel like, so that song's talking about miles and moving and sort of, you know, all this travel, I suppose. Do you feel like when you're writing something that's, you know, ostensibly maybe about another person or a character or whatever, mm-hmm. does your own life still make its way into the tune?
Oh, always, yeah. Sure. It's a complicated thing when you're writing something. You try to get the essence of what's going on in your life or someone else's life, and then you try to elevate it to some other place that doesn't sound too broad, and but yet people can relate to it. And, and really, we try to do it as in being as specific and detailed as you can.
Yeah.
But
my, my wife totally said, Two Aging Truckers, that's you and Barry, right? So clearly that's not Carter, John, or Jesse. That's you guys.
If you stay the course long enough, eventually you've got some kind of story. Right.
Yeah, man. Nashville,
you guys are testament to that. Right?
Amen.
That's right. We are. We're quickly moving into being aging truckers ourselves. morning radio waves, man. I love it. So the show is tonight. As you've been in the game, I'm looking at 17 records you've made, 2,500 live shows. Are there still surprises in it? Are there still things that happen? You're like, wow, I did not expect that.
That was last year's bio, so it's more like 27.
Am I late? Man. Oh, man. Wait, what did I miss here, Carbon Leaf? 26.
We're doing a mulligan on 25.
Oh, really?
25 was not all that awesome. Water, so we're just doing a redo.
25 was like the worst anniversary ever.
We're going to completely redeem
total
it, you know?
Total
it's like when you plan that big outdoor wedding and it rains.
Oh,
and like
right.
The bride's trying to be chipper, but you, that gleam in her eye's gone.
Well, this is
the father's like, this is such a disaster.
It's such a good thing to talk about in Nashville, Tennessee, a town full of bands and songwriters who are all navigating these highs and lows of like trying to make music and do art and whatnot. As you go through the slings and arrows of having a career this long, what's the most important thing as far as like keeping at it? What's the thing that you try to remember if times are tough? Do you have any particular things you sort of like draw on if you get to one of those like bummer
Barry's
years?
Barry's got the Winston Churchill quote over his desk.
never quit.
That. Ooh, well,
if you remember that word. We're completely unemployable in anything else.
It's a dearth of options. That's right. Yeah. I see.
Would you like fries with that?
long gap in that resume.
That would work. On
well,
me.
It's funny. You talk to people that aren't musicians, sure. And everybody's essentially got the same kind of woes. So, you know, and then what was the other quote that I like by Oscar Wilde? He's like, the best way to appreciate your job is to imagine not having one. And so, you know, things could always be more perfecter, right?
Yeah, everything could be more perfect. It could be worse. It could be, who knows? That expectation, man. Sometimes traveling with expectations can be a headache, Jay. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Jesse was like, a lot of people have, we have a different office every night.
Yes.
And some people have the same office every day. And it's just a matter of like what works for you and whether you like that consistency or whether you, go out and get renewed by the uncertainty of things. And,
yes. People seems like feed on different things and are fed by different things.
And that's beautiful, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And tonight, folks, we have a chance to experience some music together. We've got Carbon Leaf taking the tour on the road, Basement East, this very evening. Let's do another tune. Should we go Gift from the Crows? Is that the one?
This is off the new album, Gathering, and this is called Gifts from the Crows.
Thank you. All right. Carbon Leaf live here at Lightning 100.
The morning hits me up early. I follow my thoughts down the road. I take what I find. I keep my pockets lined, looking for gifts from the crows. They follow me all through the branches. They call out the signs of warning. They gather and off they go. Follow me all through the branches. They call out their signs of warning. They gather and off they go. But I don't wanna be all alone, all alone. All alone, all alone. All alone. Shining on the way home, I found a gift from the crows. There's a candle set on the table. There's an orange burning low in the sky. There's a fragile peace washing over me.
but it never outpaces the night. And we're telling the tales of our longings, and we're piercing the veil with our stars that we scored from memory. And we're telling the tales of our longings, and we're piercing the veil with our stars as we score the memory. But I don't wanna be all alone, 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 all alone. Shining on the way home, I found these gifts from the crows. I keep my pockets lined, 'cause shining for me on the way home, all of these gifts from the crows.
Lightning 100, it's Carbon Leaf, Gifts from the Crows. That's from the latest. It's called The Gathering. And folks, let's get together tonight. The Basement East, Carolina Story, opening things up, 7:30 start. And then Carbon Leaf, this very band that you just heard, sounding triumphant on, what is it, Wednesday morning?
That I know, right? Not even 10 a.m. yet.
Just that strum makes me feel like we're going to win, you know? 2019.
The good news is we got up an hour early because our phones didn't shift back the hour when we came to Central Time.
Wait a minute.
So I'm like, here we are. Let's go. Lightning 100. Where's everybody? Where's everybody?
Just me and Jay, man. Yep. Tonight, I think there's going to be more souls in tow out at the Basement East. Carbly, thank you so much for making the time, for being exceptionally early. That might be a record. That's in the Wikipedia right there. But yes, thank you so much, Phils, and have a great gig tonight out
Always
at the Beast.
Always an honor. Thank you very
yes,
much.
Thank awesome. You. Great to have you guys here. And